You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi.
I'm Bruce Belange.
I'm Indy Cohn.
And you're listening to
Around the Sun,
an episodic audio drama created by me, Brad Forenza. This is Season 2, Episode 7, Lonely Planet. Molly and Skip sit on a rock formation in the middle of the desert. Skip stares longingly into the sky as Molly checks her watch.
Wow.
Wow.
Just wow.
We're missing a panel of Klingons, you know.
Hmm?
That's all you have to say for yourself? Just hmm? You said you had something you wanted to show me?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, what? What do you want to show me? Speak up.
This.
This?
The sky. The stars. The universe. And the space between us, after all these years, finally shrinking.
I don't get it.
I bet you don't have skies like this back in Altoona.
Actually, it's the same sky. It's always the same.
Impossible. Not like this.
Possible. Orion's Belt, the Big Dipper, it looks exactly the same. Don't tell me what I have and don't have back in Altoona. You don't know what I have.
Well, keep looking. You'll see it soon enough.
See what?
You'll see.
I thought you brought me out here to show me your original series collector plates.
My original series collector plates?
Yeah, your original series collector plates. That's what I said. I thought that's why we left the convention.
We left because I wanted to share something special with you.
And what's more special than your original series collector plates?
Patience is a virtue.
You're telling me, year after year, you've said that when they finally gave a convention in the desert, you'd finally let me see your plates.
Molly, I can't bring my original series collector plates out here.
Broken promises. I've heard it all before. You're just like everyone else, Skip.
My original series collector plates belong to the physical world, not the desert world. The desert world is a world between worlds. It's a liminal space.
A portal.
A portal. Just like that.
But what are we connecting to?
You'll see.
You'll see, he says. You know, I'm starting to doubt you, Skip. You've only been talking up those collector plates for as long as I've known you. Don't forget, I let you wear my Starfleet uniform years ago when the convention was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we have so many beautiful memories together.
Wouldn't you want to pay my generosity forward?
Of course.
So?
So?
So let me see your plates.
But I wanted to share something even more fragile and precious.
Is it also from the Danbury Mint?
No.
Then I'm not interested.
Molly, I've never brought anyone out to these rocks before. This desert is sacred ground for me. The things I bear witness to out here, the tests, the meltdowns, the spaceships, all the noise of life paired against all the majesty of the cosmos. And I've never wanted to share this experience with anyone else, Molly, until now. Until you.
Did you say spaceships?
You'll see them.
I'm sure. Just like I'll see your plates.
Too bad there's only one convention a year.
Yeah, that Klingon panel was comprised of three different houses.
I wish I could see more of you.
Everyone tells me I should stop attending these conventions.
I'd miss you too much.
My cats, my aunties.
I'd miss you a lot.
You're wasting your time at those conventions, they say. You'll never meet anyone sufficient, they tell me. You're going to wind up a spinster. Well, here I am.
And here I am. Our souls are finally together in this liminal space.
I'm just a Captain Kirk waiting for her Spock.
Then live long and prosper.
And what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point? It's the Vulcan blessing.
Well, duh. But if I'm doomed to be a spinster, why would I want to live long and prosper?
Look at the sky, Molly.
Just put me out of my misery already.
Just keep looking.
Grandma was right. I'll never find anyone sufficient. I'm too accessible.
Once upon a time, maybe Galileo or Roddenberry looked up at that sky and thought, I'm part of something bigger. We're all part of something bigger. And the day they realized that, Molly, is the day they gave us something deeper to connect to. And the day you realize that, Molly, the day you realize that we're all bound by the universe is the day you'll stop feeling so all alone.
What are you even saying?
I'm saying whenever you're ready, I'm ready too.
You won't even show me your plates. Face it, Skip. I'm a lost soul. Just put a pillow over my head.
The universe has no beginning or ending. You're no more lost than me. You might feel alone, Molly, but I see you. I promise.
You can't see me. I'm invisible.
I love you.
What?
Omega Youth. Do you remember them?
From the original series, when the fleet thinks immunity among Omega IV's inhabitants functions as a de facto fountain of youth?
But really, the planet's immunizing agents are separate from the protracted lifespans attributed to evolution on Omega IV?
Of course I remember them. Who doesn't?
I'm so glad we can bond like this, Molly.
Me too.
I can share anything with you.
So, if not your original series collector plates, why did you bring me out here?
It'll be here soon, Molly. But first, there's something I want to say. Oh, gosh. This is tougher than I thought.
You've said enough. Let's go back to the convention.
Do you really think we're alone out here?
I see a motorhome in the distance, but other than that, it's just us.
Get off my lawn! I don't approve of your conduct!
And are you okay with that?
With what?
Just us. Could you be happy with just us? For all eternity?
Well, I'm not sure what my aunties would say, but if it saves me from dying alone, I guess you're sufficient enough.
Good. Then they should be here any minute.
My aunties?
The space creatures.
The space creatures? What are you even talking about, Skip?
Molly, will you explore strange new worlds with me and seek out new life and civilizations with me? Will you boldly go where no human has gone before, with me and only me?
And how are we going to do that, Skip? Is a spaceship going to land out here now? Is that what we're waiting for?
I love you very much, Molly. I have for a long time.
Ew, Skip!
Molly, will you be my captain?
A tornado of sand whirls around Molly and Skip as an unidentified flying object lands nearby.
What's happening?
Don't panic, Molly. They're here for us.
For what?
This is it. It's our Enterprise, Molly. It's time to go.
Speak up.
It's been landing out here for weeks, and tonight is the final ascent.
But Skip, this is highly illogical and makes no sense.
Logic is only the beginning of wisdom, Molly. You're the only one I want to share the universe with.
But Skip, what about the convention?
It's time, Molly. We have to go.
Skip, I have to think about it.
Skip runs towards the ship. When he reaches it, he turns for a final goodbye.
I love you, Molly. Always know that I love you.
But Skip, I original series collector plates?
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza. For full credits and to hear more episodes, please visit aroundthesunpodcast.com. If you enjoyed this episode, remember to like, share, and subscribe.
And give us lots of stars!
This episode also featured a special appearance by Richard Kind as Mr. Young.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.